Hello, I'm Mike Roberts, together with my very good friend and studio engineer Samwell, back with you for a short series of just 7 programmes that I've entitled Malta Memories, a sequel. So, why a sequel, I hear you ask, particularly as regular listeners will recall I said at the close of Series 3 in January that it was quite definitely the final edition of what were in fact 50 programmes of researched memories, spanning 25 years, 1964 to 1989. And so it was and will remain. But a number of you have asked, how did it all come about? What gave me the original idea? And indeed, what qualified me to embark on such an enterprise? So I hope in this sequel, over the coming weeks, I can answer those questions via a similar format that I know you'll all be familiar with: people, events, and music. It all began following a radio interview, but before that, some popular music from a most significant year in my story, 1960.
The sun is out, the sky is blue, there's not a cloud to spoil the view, but it's raining, raining in my heart. The weatherman says clear today, he doesn't know you've gone away, and it's raining, raining in my heart. Oh, misery, misery, what's gonna become of me? I tell my blues they mustn't show, but soon these tears are bound to blow, 'cause it's raining, raining in my heart. But it's raining, raining in my heart.
Recorded and released in 1959, but regularly played in 1960. Buddy Holly, Raining in My Heart. Back to that interview I mentioned, it took place on another network in a programme entitled Radio Talk Show, which, as you might imagine, inevitably centred on my near 4 years living and working on the island between 1960 and 1963, with the RAF at Ta'ali and the Forces Broadcasting Service. And it covered my own personal memories of those times, via those 3 most important elements: people I met or observed, events in my life at the time, and the music that I was enjoying and discovering in the studios of FBS Malta. Sometime later, in conversation with a Maltese friend, he posed the question, if you were to do a series of radio programmes today about those times now so long ago, I wonder what you would include. The answer wasn't difficult. It would be all about those personal memories I've just mentioned of people and events and the music that was so important to them both and reminds me of them today, bringing them alive all over again. Hence, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my personal Malta Memories, a sequel to my 3 previous series of, and here's the big difference, they were purely researched Malta Memories.
Now there are 3 steps to heaven. Just listen and you will plainly see. And as life travels on and things do go wrong, just follow steps 1, 2, and 3. Step 1, you find a brotherhood of love. Step 2, she wants another one of you. Step three, you kiss and hold her tightly. Yeah, that sure seems like heaven to me. The formula for heaven's very simple. Just follow the rules and you will see. And as life travels on and things do go wrong, just follow steps one, two, and three. Step one, you find a girl you love. Step two, she falls in love with you. Step three, you kiss and hold her tightly. Yeah, that sure seems like heaven to me. Just follow steps one, two, and three.
Eddie Cochran, making the charts in 1960, as I arrived with Three Steps to Heaven. Though I had visited Malta with the Royal Air Force on a couple of occasions for a month or so at a time in the late 50s, in 1960 I was returning to live and to work for much, much longer. I had been given the opportunity to provide my own three preferences of location for what was to be my first overseas tour. And I got my first choice, Malta. I arrived from the UK in the first week of January after a long flight in a noisy four-engined Argosy aircraft of the airline Transair. I wonder whatever happened to Transair, providing me with my first memory, a simple one really, just, it's good to be back. And so I settled into my new home, not Luton, with which I was very familiar, and as I had wrongly anticipated, but at Ta'ali Airfield, as near as you can get to being in the middle of the island, I suppose. Let me describe the beauty and the history that impressed me, as I viewed what surrounded me and provided me with some of my earliest memories of Malta. As I looked up, I saw the ancient, imposing, majestic walled city of Mdina. Looking out, it seemed to me, over all of Malta, and almost speaking to those who have come to Malta over the centuries, welcoming those who came and visited as friends, yet defiant to those who have been unfriendly. And Mostar Dome, clearly visible from where I worked, displayed its beauty too, but also that defiance in the 1940s for which it is now so famous, and about which I was to learn. I was not to know just then, but soon I would be adding to my life's activities by beginning an association with broadcasting in Malta in 1960 that would lead me nearly 56 years on to this sequel to Malta Memories, Series 1, 2 and 3. And the musical sounds of the early 60s continue. Frank Sinatra's popularity seemed endless.
It happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey in old Mexico. Stars and steel guitars and luscious lips as red as wine broke somebody's heart, and I'm afraid that it was mine. It happened in Monterey without thinking twice. I left her and threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart longs for the sweetheart that I left in old Monterey. Ah, it happened in Monterey a long time ago. I met her in Monterey, in old Mexico. Stars, guitar, lips red as wine, broke somebody's heart, and I fear that it was mine. It happened in Monterey, and without thinking twice, I left her and I threw away the key to paradise. My indiscreet heart, how it longs for that sweetheart that I left in old Monterey.
From Songs for Swinging Lovers, It Happened in Monterey, a recording by Sinatra literally building on the success of his time with Nelson Riddle, often referred to as the Capitol Years. This was just one of those many early to late 50s swinging favourites that no one ever seemed to tire from hearing repeated, even to the present day. My early memories of Ta'ali were often very simple and ordinary, I suppose, but to me very significant. For example, coming from the UK, winter meant the grass didn't grow until summer. Here at Ta'ali, it was lush green and growing rapidly and regularly cut. I was suddenly realizing what the coming of the rains was to do to the Maltese landscape. Everything flourished and colour abounded. And I've got more to say about Ta'ali, but not until we've heard another recording from the time.
Here's now or never, come hold me tight, kiss me my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late, it's not or never. My love won't wait. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here. At last, it's now or never. Come hold me tight, kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow will be too late. It's now or never, my love. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again.
Elvis Presley, constantly in the charts in those days, with his 1960 hit, It's Now or Never. As I continue to recall my memories of my early 1960s home at Ta'ali, I can't help but compare it all with the very different Ta'ali I see today. From an airfield, where I worked on transport planes, it is now a thriving craft centre. There is industry there and leisure facilities, not least of which Malta's National Stadium. with the splendid Malta Aviation Museum adding to its new character. And the basketball that is now played in what was the airfield's largest hangar once housed the aircraft that I serviced. My Malta memories, therefore, must include the Ta'ali that was. In fact, I have since revisited the hut, which was home for me in the early 60s, to discover that now, as part of the craft village, it houses a thriving Malta knitwear enterprise. So, having settled in, I looked in Malta to continue my great interest in broadcasting, of which I had done just a little in the UK. And I discovered FBS, the Forces Broadcasting Service, housed in St. Francis Ravelin at Floriana, near Valletta. An interview and a voice test soon established me as a part-time volunteer continuity announcer, the bottom rung. But I was in, and the music of the period soon became part of everyday life. Like my next recording, who remembers that 1960 hit by The Ventures, Perfidia? Yes, of course you remember The Ventures and Perfidia, those of you who were around at the time. Winter passed, spring came, the rains disappeared, summer arrived, and I made my first Maltese friend, John. Someone with whom I was to keep in touch to this day, and been privileged to be a guest with my wife at two of his son's weddings, as the years have passed. And what memories of Malta John and I exchanged on those occasions. But of course, when John hired me my first car, a Morris Minor 1000, I recall, he provided another Malta memory. However, cars were for special occasions. The bus served for all the other trips that I needed, like the regular journey now to the studio, to participate and to listen. As I paid my fare into Valletta recently, I recalled that it used to cost me, from Rabat into the capital, just 6 pence. Pre-decimalisation seems so long ago now, and what's more, my journey to any destination would cost me no more than 6 pence. Another memory of the early 60s. It really was summer now, and I had to keep telling myself that in Malta, in summer, the skies actually were always blue. Those constant blue skies became a memory, because one of my vocal favourites of the 60s, and ever since for that matter, until he sadly left us, recorded a somewhat appropriate song. In fact, this programme perhaps could pay its own small tribute to the memory of one of the greats of American popular song, by linking my memory of Malta's blue skies with Mel Torme's interpretation of that Irving Berlin classic.
Blue sky smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days are in, boy, when you're in love, my, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Them gone, nothing but blue skies, nothing but blue skies from now on. Da 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 da, da da da.
The late Mel Torme, who died in the summer of 1999. As I mentioned, the bus represented for me the means of getting around Malta, but the route I travelled most was the one that met me at Taali as it journeyed from Rabat to Valletta and deposited me at Floriana for my broadcasting appointments. Like all journeys, this is where you observe and get your memories. I have a very ordinary and simple memory this time. As the bus rocked and bounced past Artad, through Birkirkara, on to Hamroun, then up past Portibom to my destination, St. Francis Ravelin, I would observe, every journey, a small shop in Hamroun with its name above the entrance. The name, Salvu Psyla. That was the early 60s, and when I returned in later years and travelled that same route, what joy to observe the same shop with the same name. It's gone now, yet it remains, for me, another Malta memory. Well, we're coming to the end of this, the first programme in the series, and I hope it has given you just a hint of the flavour of what it's all about and what is yet to come. Musically, the early 60s was a wonderful mix of sounds and talents that were created in the 50s and changing as the new decade created new sounds and new talents. Singers like Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett, Brooke Benton, female vocalists like June Christie, Julie London, Dinah Shore, Ella Fitzgerald and Jerry Southern, they all mixed it with the newcomers like Cliff Richard, Helen Shapiro, Frank Ifield, Gene Pitney, Danny Williams, Cilla Black, Chubby Checker and The Beatles. And we shouldn't forget the vocal groups, the Hi-Lows, the Four Freshmen and the wonderful sounds of the Ray Conniff Orchestra and Chorus. All these, and so many that I haven't mentioned, you'll be hearing as I link many more of my own Malta memories with a mix of music and song from the early 60s. I hope you'll join me for the whole of this short series. When we meet again, we will be moving towards and into 1961, with more new memories and more new music of the period. Meantime, contact details remain the same. Direct to me, mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or via the Campus FM website. Let's finish with one of those American vocal groups I mentioned that was born in the 50s, reached their recording pinnacle in the 60s, but remained active and popular until their final tour when they hung up their voices and retired in the early 90s. And I was privileged to be at the final concert when they sounded as good then as when I played this to a Malta radio audience 56 years ago. The Four Freshmen with Billy May and his orchestra, and I Want to Be Happy.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy, not till I make you happy too. Remember, life's really worth living when we are worth giving. Now I can I give some to you. When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun to come smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy until I make you happy too. When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. Cause baby, I want to be happy, but I cannot be happy until I am sure that I make you happy too.
And that's my hope too, folks, for us all to be happy. So join me and Samuel, of course, next week on Campus FM for more of my own personal Malta memories. Until then, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.